I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall with Andres Nelsons, who is here in Boston after Leipzig week in Boston. And this week it's Shostakovich's 12th symphony, the year 1917. Andres, what an interesting story to this piece, because it was written in such a way that Shostakovich was paying tribute to Lenin. And so I wonder, from your perspective, how much of the program of this symphony, what he's describing in the movements, plays into your own way of conducting the music? Or is it simply a matter of looking at the music purely as notes on the page and conducting from there?
Yeah, well, firstly, this is a premiere in Boston. The 12th Symphony hasn't been performed before. And regarding the story, of course, it's as it says, it is dedicated to Lenin, and it is about the revolution, and of course that both, I mean, the music besides the story and the program, of course, has a very very special and strong meaning, but I must say, of course, as everything, really everything is connected with the context and or subtext. And I mean, you know, from one sense, the program is quite simple. It explains the place where Lenin was born, and they have some revolutionary songs, which also he already used in his 11th symphony. Then there is a movement Aurora, which is the ship, or how you say, which was in a winter palace when it was got in fire, and there was all the almost explicit feeling of revolution activities which happened in the winter palace, and the last movement being the dawn of the humanity, which is kind of a very loud announcement. And again, it's very interesting when we look in the history of Shostakovich and Lenin's relationship or line. Already since Lenin's death, Shostakovich has been in interviews or in newspapers, whenever he was telling something, he was expressing a huge admiration and huge interest to write something dedicated to Lenin, and being one of the biggest the builders of the of the Soviet Union and Soviet regime, and he did actually a few times regularly said that he wants to write something with a chorus, with the like oratorio or something really big, but it took more than 20 years him to write the 12th Symphony. And the question is why he couldn't have written, because after the first time he said he will write something dedicated to Lenin, he wrote a 6th symphony, which is the first movement particularly, it's really dramatic and depressive. So you think, where is really the truth? What really was in the mind of Shostakovich? Because, when we know if somebody, the composer, is excited about something, normally it's, and particularly Shostakovich, we know that he was composing in his head, so he could just simply needed to write it down. But it took for such a long time to actually write this symphony. So there's a question whether he was, talking what the party wanted to hear, or he simply was not ready, honestly ready to compose that symphony for such a long time.
Well, one thing that you come back to time and again in our conversations about Shostakovich, you always make it clear, whatever his feeling was about the state, he was a patriot. He loved his country. And so I wonder if some of that he was able to filter into the Symphony No. 12.
Yes, I think, also we can't neglect the fact that he was born in St. Petersburg. He was a really patriot of his country, and of course Communist Party and social regime was there, and he was part of that, and he believed in all the good sides of that system. And of course he got hugely depressed and hugely influenced by the bad sides of that, and of course we know that true, and we know how difficult it was to express himself in words. So he couldn't have ever said, look, I don't see the way to write a symphony about Lenin, he would have been killed, or you know, he would go to prison. He couldn't say that even if he... But at the end, maybe he really wanted to write a symphony because he was a hero. He was a hero of, you know, making the revolution. Lenin was a hero. And in many... I remember myself in childhood, at school, in first grade, we had a lesson where we were taught about the life of Lenin and Lenin as a boy, how talented he was. Oh, so I had a feeling when I was in first grade that Lenin was like Jesus Christ, you know? He was like a god. And that was how I was taught in my early... And I'm sure Shostakovich and all everyone who lived too. So I think there is kind of a wide field regarding that, what really this symphony depicts, you know, explicit. And I think there is the story, of course, and I think he surely is, in a certain sense, really interested in what Lenin did, and he did a huge change, and of course, revolution. But in the meantime, again, in this symphony, there are many moments where you are questioning, when you listen to music, we are questioning, is it a victory of, you know, when also the last moment, ta-tam, ta-tam, ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ti, there's a dissonance, ta-tam, ta-ta, which does not sound like absolutely 100% optimistic victory of the dawn of the humanity, as the movement says. So
those intervals themselves, those mirror what he wrote in the Fifth Symphony.
Yes. So this intervals, again, yeah, it's very, very much like in the Fifth Symphony at the end. You have a question where what he really means. In the meantime, as you said, I think that it's a very wide field because I also don't want, because sorry, sometimes people in the West or say, oh, it's all absolutely against Soviet and Communist Party, and it's all absolutely dark and depressive, and the other people side saying, oh, it's very, very social and very communistic, and it's really patriotic, and I think we should avoid really judging and taking absolutely black or white. A vision towards this work or any work, and I think there are both things I think inside. But what we can feel, of course, is these dissonances of music, these question marks, which we can ask the question ourselves when we listen to music. Whether, and I think every member of the audience can actually find his or her own answer.